The sounds of war.
Sounds of war.
Yeah. You can't create it here, but it must be loud and quiet and then firing again. Talk about the sound.
Sounds of war. That's interesting. Well, it is interesting. Do you remember there was a movie that got significant publicity? Saving Private Ryan. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some friends of mine and I had gotten so much publicity, we went to see it. And the opening scenes of that were at Omaha, where you were. I was not. But they call it hell at Omaha. And we were thinking to ourselves, as we sat there in the movie theater out here at South Roads Mall, I think, you know, sitting there in the movie theater and thinking, this is a pretty good representation visually. And the sounds of the artillery and that kind of thing was pretty darn good. The other sounds of something at Normandy, for example, were the screams of the wounded, which they don't show much of in the movie. You don't want to see that, but the screams of the wounded is significant. And we also thought if they could ever recreate the feeling in that movie theater of the convulsion, you know, each time that artillery goes off, it shakes you up, you know. And you don't get that feeling. To the person who's been there, the sound of the artillery is about right, and so on, but the wounded, you can't create that, and you can't create the convulsion. The convulsion's the word I'm looking for. Of each time that artillery comes in, it sometimes throws a guy 20 feet in the air. You can't recreate that. Though, that's part of the sound.
I never heard anybody talk like that about the sounds of the injured. Obviously, somebody's injured in their army.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
That's an awful feeling.
Yeah.
That's an awful sound.
I interviewed Rex Calvert. He's a veteran. He made several beach landings, not what we're talking about, but he was with the Marines.
Uh-huh.
He said, we were real tough Marines until we hit a beach landing. And then he said these tough Marines, some of them would just be crying. And they'd be saying, Mama, 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 crying for their mother
while
they were under fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go along with him on that. Yeah.
That there were those who just couldn't take it.
That's right.
Did you have some of them that would develop mental problems while they were there? And you could tell that they were off in another world.
Well, yeah, to a degree. You know, you read a lot here lately about these fellows coming back from Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, and they have post-traumatic stress
syndrome, right?
Well, I'm sure we had that too.
Yeah.
I don't think it was as critical. I don't remember that. I do remember they used to have that syndrome that the men would shoot themselves, you know, called self-inflicted wounds. Here I am, a 19-year-old guy, trying to counsel somebody or trying to put my arms around him and keep him from doing something really stupid. I've done that, and I don't think there was ever a self-inflicted wound in my men. That didn't mean it didn't happen. That was kind of a serious thing, because you cannot you cannot make a self-inflicted wound without it being obvious. But I guess some people did reach a point where they couldn't take it anymore. This seemed like the way out.
So they wouldn't want to kill themselves. They just want a wound so they could be taken out of battle.
Right. If you were right-handed, they would always shoot yourself in the left foot, you know, and goofy things like this. It was obvious what it was. Nobody ever gets shot in the foot unless you do it yourself. That was traumatic. Yeah,
when they were suspected of self-infliction like that, did the military deal with them in a certain manner?
Well, if they shot themselves in the foot, they were somehow evacuated back to the hospital, and then the medics took care of them. I don't know what happened to them then, but they were charged with SIW, self-inflicted wound, and I don't know what they did. But as I say, luckily, none of my men did that. None of them. One of them was close, I know.
And you were able to talk him out of it.
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You can just put your arm around the guy and talk to him. He'll come around, maybe. You hope.
And his family could thank you for that.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Today.
I hope so.
So it's very, very cold. You're shivering, you're shaking, no overcoats, as you've already indicated.
Uh-huh. I liberated an overcoat from a German soldier.
And you wore.
Shouldn't have done that.
Didn't you become a target immediately?
No, but if you got captured, that was the end of you. You know, if you're in German uniform, they wouldn't hesitate to...
How long did you wear this German overcoat?
I don't know, not very long, but it disappeared one day. Somebody else got it. I don't know what happened to it.